Welcome back to Jason Kahn's Best 5 Minutes of the Day.
Welcome back.
Seems like you were gone forever. Your
dreams. That was a long stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the almost 3 years you've done this, you haven't taken 3 days off the show too often.
No, I have not.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that yesterday and recognizing how long it's been since we chatted. I mean, just in general, but on the show as well. So
you were off to Colorado.
I was in Colorado. I was in Estes Park. Left Thursday morning and got back late Sunday night, much later than I like. And so yesterday it just kind of was a recovery day for me, and just a beautiful trip. Snowed out there while we were there, and it was magnificent.
Based on the photos I saw, I would have just thought you were just kind of, you know, nature watching out there.
Oh, I did a lot of that. Yeah, it was really neat to be in a place where the animals just feel comfortable to be out and about. And so, yeah, there was some mule deer and an amazing elk that I saw when I was there.
Mm.
And it was remarkable.
I saw the elk picture. Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, he was just standing right on the side of the road. We were driving on our way out, and so he was probably 5 feet from the car, and just standing there eating. And so we stopped the car, and I was able to get that picture of him. And so
can you share kind of what the focus of the time away was?
Yeah, so I went to a retreat through Mosaic Retreats, and it was 8 people and 2 leaders, and so just a small retreat, just kind of a lot of focus on inner work, kind of the questions around what does it mean to love and be loved, and just a lot of time for self-care. And so just really good, lots of space for taking time to rest and journal and relax, but also a lot of group work and deeply meaningful experience for me.
Yeah.
It was really, really good.
Sounds fantastic, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got the lyrics up for Home on the Range. Did you guys sing that at all?
We did not sing that at all. We had a lot of music, but that was not
okay.
Not part of it. So,
well, I've got where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play. I guess there's no elk reference there. So.
No elk. Yeah, yeah. No, it was So lots of music. There was to have a retreat that small
mm-hmm.
was so different and. It was really encouraging.
Well, it's kind of that thing we talked about with the John Powell book about knowing and being known, right? I mean, that is, we would maybe say, like, that's what we really want, but it's scary.
It is, yeah. It is for sure. And you come into a place like that knowing, okay, this is probably what's going to happen here, and yet there's still this fear, or at least I experienced the fear of, well, what if I don't fit? What if I'm not accepted? What if I'm not loved? And to be able to name those fears in that group, one of the things that I asked the group was, how do you experience me? And that was just such a blessing to hear people's responses around that. And
boy, that's a fantastic question. I mean, I love that because it's like our relational impact on people. I mean, is there anything...
Right.
More important. So, well, that's great. Way to go, man. Way to invest in that.
Yeah.
And hats off to Heather for giving you the green light on that, too. So.
Indeed. Yeah,
all right.
For sure.
Well, we kept trucking along through Romans 8 and doing our homework here. We're up to Romans 8, 26 and 27 today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will find. Here it is. And it says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will.
Hmm. And in your devotional commentary in the New Testament, Letters to the Beloved, on those two verses, Romans 8, 26 and 27, You say, as you move through life feeling disintegrated and longing for shalom, remember that my spirit is always with you as your helper and comforter. When you feel confused or hopeless, remember that the spirit sees your disorientation and speaks up on your behalf. Unlike you, my spirit is never confused because his mind is my mind and his will is my will. His intercession on your behalf is precisely what you need.
I think for me that's like such a good reminder that the spirit is always there as our advocate. Sometimes when we're feeling, even like talking about the retreat, you know, am I on the outside here? Do people see me? You know, the spirit is always there advocating, always there for us, always there loving us.
Absolutely. So. Hey, great to have you back. It's election day. Don't forget to vote.
All right. I will certainly remember to do that.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jason Cairns, The Whip Wake Up Show, best 5 minutes of the day. All right. Birthdays pouring in here this morning on WWIV. First, John Milliron in Thorpe saying his beautiful wife, Becky, happy birthday to her. So,
happy birthday.
But hold it, she's not alone, so shouldn't we play that for some of these others? Yeah, I think so, because also you've got, Bob Linder kind of checking in your birthday, Bob, in Rice Lake. And I don't know, he had one yesterday around 6:30. I think I passed it on to Caleb. Hopefully he got it on after 7. But Bob beating me to the punch, well, sort of. He says, happy 18th birthday, Michael Halverson. Yes, thank you, Bob. Bob says, may it be your best birthday yet, and may the Lord be praised through your life. And Bob using that as a way to ask for a song from his fave, Mac Powell. He says, could you play Be Praised by Big Mac? I didn't know that song, but yeah, we got it for you, coming off the New Creation CD and release. And Bob noting, every day I will praise and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of our praise. His greatness no one can fathom. Happy birthday, Michael. Yeah, thanks for that. Also, Cliff on the listener line at 396-1670 saying happy birthday. Shout-outs to Mike Stoffel in New Auburn and Dennis Luganville in Eau Claire. You guys know more birthdays than I do. Man. All right. So, very good. Yes, I did leave Michael a birthday note yesterday. We were at the Eau Claire North soccer banquet at Wild Ridge last night. I mean, swanky. So, anyhow, it was a good wrap to the season. Other birthdays today. And for these folks, we've already mentioned a special play for them.
Happy birthday to you.
All right. And we'll happy add some of the other birthdays. Emily Leckler with a birthday today. Happy birthday,
happy
Emily.
Birthday, happy birthday,
there you go.
Joni
Sigmund and Steve Ween. Steve, a former youth pastor years ago at Valley Brook Church in Eau Claire, author of several books like Beginnings, Whole, and Shining Like the Sun. All right. Other birthdays include... Alfred Woodard is 70, Ricky Lee Jones, 68, Leif Garrett, 61, Chef Gordon Ramsay is 56. You know, maybe we should switch back here. There we go. All right. I feel like I'm talking over. Chef Gordon Ramsay, 56, Courtney Thorne Smith from Melrose Place and According to Jim, 55, Parker Posey from Best in Show and Lost in Space, 54, Tara Reid from the Sharknado films, 47, and Jack Osborne from The Osbournes, 37. Our promise of the day, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 5. Hey, we were referencing that before 6 in the call to the day. And it tells us there, oh, my love is patient and kind and does not keep track of wrongs. So good from the love chapter. Again, go check out the devotion that goes with that at 365promises.com and a beautiful, beautiful flower picture. Now, CCM artists, going to have to wait in line here because Birthday Bob's asking for a song for Michael. But Joel Hanson, remember PFR? Joel is turning 56 today.
Just over 1 month ago, Philadelphian Alexander Tominski was just an ordinary dude. But now, thanks to nothing more than an iron will and maybe some iron guts and iron stomach, he has transformed himself into a legend, at least on the internet.
What did he do?
He ate 40 rotisserie chickens in 40 days.
No!
One per day for 40 consecutive days. He has ensured his place in history as the Philadelphia Chicken Man, probably a story to tell the grandkids.
Is that a good thing?
I'm not sure.
Oh, man.
He was interviewed by the New York Times.
Yeah, following the completion of his mission over the weekend, Tominski said that it wasn't easy to achieve his goal, Initially, he would annihilate a chicken in 20 minutes and there was no pain. But as he continued his work over the following weeks, he needed roughly 2 hours and started to feel cramped up, bloated from all the sodium, and said that he came to believe that he could feel the pulse of his heart in his stomach.
I guess that's dedication.
Yeah.
Not being a quitter. But yeah, from 20 minutes to eat a whole rotisserie chicken, which again, that's plowing through that thing. Uh-huh. But then 2 hours, I mean, I see those eating competitions and think, why? Even though Joey Chestnut's really incredible, but you think, why? And now I'm not sure why Alexander Tominski took this challenge upon himself, but
well,
there he is.
Here we go. Here's what he says. He works as a, he's 31 years old, works as a restaurant server in Philly. Wasn't driven by making money, settling a bet, or becoming famous. He was driven by something purer. He told the Times that much of the world is in pain, so he must do something that brings him pain to make others smile.
Okay.
He just felt like I was doing this for a very important reason. Well, we'll see.
40 rotisserie chickens in 40 days. You've got your 15 minutes of fame, and hopefully it did make some people smile.
Oh, I wish it could have been a fundraiser or something.
But maybe sold a few extra rotisserie chickens.
Loving the outcome, WWIB. Now, that couple is from Canada, but if you're from the U.S., you're a citizen, you can go vote today, even if you you can register at the polls. And Kathy did. She lets us know on the listener line at 396-1670. She says, good morning, WWIB. I just voted in Bruce at their town hall, first person. And I got to hear them do their hear ye at the polls are now open. How about that, huh? She says, new experience for her. And yes, she did get her sticker. Tuesday trivia, WWIB. Got a fun question for you right around the corner. But first, Caleb, what can they win?
You can win this morning two tickets to Endgame Mini Golf inside the Cedar Mall in Rice Lake. Blacklight Mini Golf, 18 themed holes with a lot of nostalgia there. Everything from Pac-Man to Mario Kart and on. It is fantastic. I've done it myself. Loved it. Great for all ages. They even play Christian music on Sundays. So
nice.
Two passes for 18 holes of Blacklight Mini Golf at Endgame Mini Golf Rice Lake are up for grabs this morning if you can get our trivia correct.
That's kind of a fun question, I think.
Yes, and here is the question. But first, the phone number, 715-723-2555 for this. We do need your calls live on the air, so we'll tell you if it's eligible for texting. Otherwise, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, dial us up at 715-723-2555 to answer this query. Americans eat about 95 million pounds of what each year? Every year, Americans eat about 95 million pounds of this. What is it? 715-723-2555.
All right. 95 million pounds of this every year. No other. All right, here we go. Calls are already coming in at 723-2555 on the WIB Wake Up Show. Let's take the first one. Hi, you're on the air.
Cheese.
Is it cheese? Not cheese.
Sorry.
95 million pounds of what each year? And go ahead and call us back. 715-723-2555.
All right. Here we go. 723-2555. Good morning.
Beef.
Beef.
Beef. It is not beef, but cheese and beef, a great combination, especially with hamburgers.
Uh-huh. Good morning. What's your guess?
Is it pizza?
Is it pizza? It's not pizza. Americans eat about 95 million pounds of what each year?
I think we eat more pizza than that.
We eat a lot of pizza.
It's hard to know, though. That's such a big number, right? Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Cereal.
Cereal. Is it cereal? It is not cereal. 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show.
Getting some good participation. Hi.
Is it sugar?
Is it sugar? 95 million pounds of sugar, not sugar. Call us back. Try again to win those two passes for 18 holes of Blacklight Mini Golf at Endgame Mini Golf Rice Lake.
A lot of people want to go mini golfing. Good morning.
What's your guess?
Let me try it. Oh, we lost him. All right. I think we got this one. Good morning. What's your guess?
Pasta.
Is it pasta? It is not pasta.
I think pasta was a recent answer we had. Good morning. What's your guess on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Is it salt?
Is it what?
Salt.
Oh, salt. Is it salt? We had sugar and we had salt. It is neither one of those. Try again, though. 715-723-2555. Incorrect guesses so far. Americans eat about 95 million pounds of what each year? It is not cheese, beef, pizza, cereal, sugar, pasta, or salt.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it French fries?
Is it French fries? Nope.
Good morning. You got the winning answer?
Is it bacon?
Is it bacon?
Good guess.
Mm. It is not bacon. Call us back. Try again.
It's always tough
to
know.
I just got a great deal on some bacon over the weekend.
Did you?
It was awesome. Yeah.
Don't burn it. Good morning.
Potato chips.
Is it potato chips? I had some last night. Probably shouldn't have. It's not potato chips.
We're learning about Caleb's eating habits.
I just found them in the pantry and I was hungry.
Good morning.
They're delicious.
Good morning. Is it holiday related, like a turkey?
It is not turkey.
Good
but I see how you're trying to get us to give a hint.
Good try.
At the same time.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to give the first hint. I'm going to give the first hint. This item is used in something that you would probably find on the Thanksgiving table.
Sure.
And I think it's a good enhancer.
Sure.
So, all right.
Americans eat about 95 million pounds of what each year? 715-723-2555. Giving away two passes for 18 holes of Blacklight Mini Golf at Endgame Mini Golf inside the Cedar Mall in Rice Lake.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I choose pickles.
Pickles. Is it pickles? It is not pickles.
I can see where it is going, kind of seeing that as an enhancer. Good morning.
Pickles are awesome.
Yes. Is it butter?
Is it butter? It is not butter.
All right. A lot of guesses. Good morning. 95 million pounds of what do we consume?
Flour. It is stuffing.
Okay. Is it stuffing? It's not stuffing. But stuffing is delicious.
Sounded like maybe a car ride to school. Good morning.
What do you think?
What's your answer? Hello? All right.
All right. Call us back. Try again.
You know what?
Americans eat about... Americans eat about 95 million pounds of what each year? 95 million pounds consumed annually in the USA.
Good morning. Okay, let's get you on the air. Try it again.
Is it cinnamon?
It's not cinnamon. It's not cinnamon, no.
Good morning, Whip Wake Up Show. What's your answer?
Bread.
Is it bread? It is not bread. Wow, we have so many great incorrect answers.
Good morning. 95 million pounds of what do we consume every year in this country?
Is it mashed potatoes?
Is it mashed potatoes? No. I'm sorry. Try again.
Again, I'm going to reiterate my hint that it is something that would not be, you wouldn't just see this on the Thanksgiving, like, oh, there's a bowl of that. But it would be something that would be enhancing another main staple that would be on the Thanksgiving buffet table.
Sure, there you go. How many more guesses do we give them?
A couple more, otherwise we're moving it to 8:15.
All right, let's do it, folks.
Hi, what's your guess here on WWIB?
Celery.
Is it celery? Celery is delicious, though, with like that cream cheese mixture in there.
You got a range diet from chips to celery and everything in between. Good morning.
Hi, is it olives?
Is it olives?
No,
it is not.
All right, we're going to take one more.
One more guess. Here it is.
The last one, and that's, we're going to move it.
Everyone's counting on you.
What's your guess?
Ketchup.
Is it ketchup? No, I'm sorry.
Wow.
It's not ketchup. We have a ton of great but incorrect guesses. We want to give away these Endgame mini golf passes. Hang with us at 8:15. We're going to try this again, and you know what? We're going to guarantee a winner. We're going to get a winner there, no matter how many clues we have to give.
We have stumped the listeners so far here on the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Good morning. My name is Rick Flynn. I just got out and voted over in Lafayette, outside of Chippewa Falls. It was a good turnout in the voting booth, and a lot of people were casting their vote this morning. They opened up at 7 o'clock, and it was a good turnout. I was there at the beginning and just got home about 7:35 now. Have a great day. God bless you. God's kingdom come and will be done, and earth is in heaven in this election day.
What we're going to do right now is show you what it's like when we actually run a contest.
Tuesday trivia times two. We could not get this answer half an hour ago, and so we are trying again. Want to give you two passes for 18 holes each of Blacklight Mini Golf at Endgame Mini Golf inside the Cedar Mall in Rice Lake. The number to call, 715-723-2555. Havo, Tuesday trivia, we're saying we're going to get a winner this time.
I know you've got a long list of incorrect answers, but first of all, what's the question?
The question is, Americans eat about 95 million pounds of what each year? Annually, Americans eat about 95 million pounds of this. What are we looking for? 715-723-2555. To start, here are all the incorrect answers. Cheese, beef, pizza, cereal, sugar, pasta, salt, french fries, bacon, potato chips, turkey, pickles, butter, stuffing, cinnamon, bread, mashed potatoes, celery, olives, and ketchup.
Wow, that's a long list. All right, and we did give a clue.
We did, and so we said, well, go ahead. You can give it again.
Yeah, basically, this is, somebody had asked, Jody was kind of pressing us, and she said from Oliva, good job, Jody. She said, is this something you'd find, you know, kind of holiday related, you know, at the Thanksgiving buffet table? I said, here's the thing. You would not find a bowl of this, but it would be a compliment, something that would enhance something you would find at that buffet table.
Yes. So let's see how quickly we can get this. 715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia and the Wib Wake Up Show, round two starts now.
This listener was very eager and has been waiting for minutes. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Eggs.
Is it eggs?
She's so sure.
It's not eggs, but you are welcome to try back. Try again.
723-2555. What do we eat 95 million pounds of a year in this country? Hi.
Gravy.
Is it gravy? Gravy's delicious, but it is not gravy.
Yeah, somebody else had texted that. Sorry, that's not gravy. But yeah, boy, get that on the mashed potatoes, on the stuffing for
yes,
sure.
Yes, please.
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah, guacamole.
Is it guacamole? You know what? I love the way you think. It's not what we're looking for, but guac is fantastic. Worth paying a little extra for.
Good morning, the Wib Wake Up Show.
Butter?
Is it butter? That was actually an earlier guess.
Do you want to guess again?
Yeah, go ahead and guess again. Putting you on the spot.
Maybe this will be your winner.
Enhancer for a meal. How about, my gosh, you put me on the spot.
I mean, and I would say, too, it enhance at least one specific dish.
That's what I was trying to get across.
How about whipping, like, Cool Whip?
Cool Whip. That's a great guess, but that's not it.
Not Cool Whip, no. Thank
but
you.
I would
try
say,
again.
You know, you're thinking along the lines here.
Yeah, I
Good
think
morning.
We're on the right track now.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
And
715-723-2555. Americans eat about 95 million pounds of what each year?
I have to bring the slider up. Good morning. What's your guess?
What do you think?
All right, let's move on. Good morning, the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. That was actually a guess earlier, so you can have a bonus guess. Go ahead.
Well, then I'll go with...
What was that?
Nutmeg.
Oh, sure. Going with the spices. Not nutmeg. Not cinnamon. And I'll just say, hey, it's not all spice either.
No. Good morning. We really do want you to win here on the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
715-723-2555. Again, a great enhancer for probably
one particular item
dish
I have in mind. Good morning.
Cool Whip. Whipped cream.
Yeah, we had that guess, I think.
Yeah, so go ahead and guess again.
All right, sorry. I don't have another one. Sorry.
All right. Think about it. Call us back. You know the number. 723-2555. Americans eat about 95 million pounds of this.
There's another hint we could give that would give it away.
I know, and that's the thing. How can we give? Man.
Good morning, the Wib Wake Up Show.
Is it corn?
Is it corn? It's not corn. Should we give kind of a flavor profile? This is something sweet.
Uh-huh. All right.
This is something sweet. And again, it's something that would enhance
right. There's one particular item on the Thanksgiving buffet table. You probably, a lot of people do. Not everybody puts this in, but you put it in with it. I think it's good. Good morning.
Yeah. I'm going to say honey.
You're going to say honey. It's not honey. This is, we're about
tough.
To set a record maybe for guesses
I know
in
it.
Recent
good
weeks
morning.
On Tuesday Trivia.
We need to keep that stat.
Americans eat about 95 million pounds of what each year? It's something sweet. It's something that enhances a dish traditionally on the Thanksgiving table.
Do you have the answer?
It's marshmallows.
It's marshmallows.
Who are we talking to?
What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Turn down your radio. Who are we talking to?
This is Brad Huber from Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
Brad from Rice Lake, we're going to send you to Endgame Mini Golf in your hometown to play some Blacklight Mini Golf. How about that?
That's awesome.
Fantastic. And now, are you a sweet potatoes with marshmallow kind of guy?
I am.
Well, there you go. There you go.
You had confidence when you gave that answer. You're like, I know, I could tell. You sounded like you knew you had the winning answer, right?
Yes, we did.
Brad, hang on the line for us, and we'll get just a bit more information from you, and then we will send you to play some mini golf.
See, had we said, you know, it's one of the key ingredients of s'mores, we could have got the right answer a long time ago. The polls opened at 7 o'clock this morning, and they're open until 8 o'clock tonight. And so we just want to take a couple of moments and just kind of have an overview of everything that's being decided. And I got to say, we should have a big celebration tomorrow, regardless of who wins, because the ads are done, right? So, I mean, that is certainly...
And the mailings.
Yes, the mailings. I mean, it's really...
It's kind of exciting to get something in the mail, right? I mean, I still love good old-fashioned pieces of mail, and it's like, wow, we got lots of stuff.
Right.
It's like, recycle, recycle,
I know.
Recycle, recycle. So, yeah.
There's been a lot of that. So, here's just kind of an overview. Again, it's November 8th. It's a midterm election. It's a huge turnout. It's not as big as presidential's. That'll be in 2024, Lord willing, but this is 2022. And so, particularly for Chippewa Valley residents, there are several countywide races, including Eau Claire County Sheriff. You got a Chippewa County Sheriff race going on, and again, various other counties where that's happening, and various other county races, possibly. A lot of assembly districts, some of which include 67, 68, 69, 75, 91, 92, and 93. I'll try to give some names to go with those. A few state Senate district races as well. And but obviously at the top of it, you think about the statewide races. I should start with that. What am I doing? The governor's race. Democratic incumbent Tony Evers challenged by Republican businessman Tim Michaels. This is a huge battle. And in fact, the latest Marquette poll last Wednesday said this is a toss-up. A ton. They're saying more money's been spent on this than any governor's race in the country, and we're not the biggest state. You got the other big statewide race, not the only other one, but the U.S. Senate contest, Ron Johnson. He's been around for two terms. He is running for a third six-year term. His challenger, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Johnson shown to have a slight lead. The latest Marquette poll had him up two, but within the margin of error. Also, you've got the attorney general contest. This is big. Josh Call, the Democratic incumbent, and Eric Toney, the Fond du Lac County District Attorney. Far less money he had to spend in the race, but the thinking is this going to be a red wave, a Republican day? Will Toney ride that? We'll see. So you've got, obviously, congressional contest and a huge battle going on in the 3rd Congressional District. Derek Van Orden, the Republican, came close to knocking off Ron Kind a couple of years ago. Kind stepping out after many years. He was elected in 96 and has been reelected every 2 years since. The Democrat in a district that has changed within redistricting. Brad Paff, his former aide, a state senator from the La Crosse area, like Kind. What a showdown. That'll be a fascinating thing tonight. You've got state Senate contests. Jesse James running. Dan Hardy is a Democratic write-in, a huge long shot. James, the likely candidate to be elected to go from Assembly to Senate. The 25th State Senate District, Caleb, your home grounds up in the Rice Lake area. Romaine Quinn left the Assembly. He's come back. Kelly Westland was an aide to Tammy Baldwin. She lost a congressional race in the 7th Congressional District in the past. That's a showdown as the Republicans look to expand their control of the state Senate. And the 31st State Senate District, you've got the Democratic incumbent Jeff Smith and the Republican David Estenson.
I mean, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. Again, the assembly races, I mean, you got the 29th, you've got Clint Moses, the Republican incumbent, Danielle Johnson, a Democratic challenger. The 67th Assembly District, Rob Summerfield over in the Chippewa Falls area, facing a test from Democrat Jason Bennett. The 68th Assembly District, Karen Hurd, she was on our air for a number of years in the past. Many years ago, she's going against Democrat Nate Otto for the right to go to Madison to represent the 68th Assembly District. Lisa Boero, Democrat in the 69th against Donna Roser. In the 75th, again, way up north, David Armstrong, a Republican running unopposed. Jody Emerson in the 91st against Republican Josh Stanley. Trig Pronshinsky against Maria Bamonte in the 92nd Assembly District, and the 93rd, Warren Petrick, of course, former member of the Memories, against, I think, still doing Christmas concerts, truthfully, against Democrat Allison Page. That is a lot.
And here's it. We'll have this posted shortly on our main WWIB Radio Facebook page. A wonderful website, myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. It will show you what is on your ballot so you can be an informed voter. And again, if you're saying, I don't understand this race, this referendum, et cetera, et cetera, then you can look it up, ask questions, et cetera. Myvote.wi.gov. It'll show you where your polling place is. Again, we'll post that on our Facebook page shortly as well, too. It's very important to get out and vote. We won't tell you how to vote, who to vote for, never. That's not our job. But we're telling you this is an important part of our democracy. So please take that time to vote today. I think maybe as a younger man, I kind of thought, if I get there. But the older that I've gotten, the more I realize the important part of being an active participant here in this. And you're never going to find me maybe as excited about politics as Alvo might be, but I am excited that we have the freedoms that we have here in this wonderful country, the greatest nation on earth that we've been blessed to live in. We won the lot. You talk about the Powerball. We've won the lottery being in this country with the riches of this nation, the blessings that have been poured out on it. And we've got a responsibility.
For sure. Having lived in Liberia 2 years, that only enhanced my feeling, which I did totally agree before that. In closing, just some referenda to know. Public safety referendums, the city of Chippewa Falls, the city of Eau Claire, to be weighed, a $98.6 million school referendum in Eau Claire, the school district, and Augusta. Two questions, one worth $10.5 million, the other $4.5 million, that those school district voters will have today as well. As we go back to music from Blessing Offer, a favorite of ours from Third Rock from the Sun on the importance
Lil
of
Levity.
There is no choice. My only choice is not to vote at all. Democracy is horrible, absolutely horrible.
You're so right. Democracy is the worst form of government there is, except for all of the others.
No.
And that is exactly why you have to vote.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes! If you don't vote, you can't complain.
Complaining is all I have left.